Now the third conservative leader to fall victim to party divisions over Britain's membership of the European Union.
It is and will always remain a matter of deep regret to me that I have not been able to deliver Brexit.
After three failed attempts to settle on a Brexit deal with Parliament, May announced she will resign from her position in 2 weeks. Her departure will trigger a party leadership contest in which any Conservative lawmaker can run. However, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called for a national vote instead.
The reality is, a new Conservative leader isn't going to solve the problem. There has to be another opportunity for the people of this country to decide who they want to be in their government, how they want the government to be run, what the long-term strategy is of that government. I think we need a general election.
Britain is currently due to leave the EU on October 31st, but Parliament has yet to approve divorce terms. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan denied reports Thursday that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran. VOA has reported that Shanahan and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, planned to provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East. That includes possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of the briefing at the White House.
What we're looking at is, are there things that we can do to enhance force protection in the Middle East? You're absolutely right.
Which involves sending additional troops.
It may involve sending additional troops.
It is not clear if the White House will approve of sending additional forces or equipment, such as more Patriot missile batteries or ships. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met Friday with Pakistani leaders to discuss bilateral matters and Tehran's escalating tensions with the United States. Zarif met with Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi before meeting with Prime Minister Imran Khan. A bomb exploded in a mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul during Friday prayers, according to officials, killing three people, including a senior preacher, and wounding at least 20 men who had gathered for worship. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The preacher reported killed was a supporter of the Western-backed Afghan government, which Taliban militants are trying to bring down. He was also a member of the National Ulema Council, Afghanistan's top Muslim cleric body. A hospital doctor said the facility had received 19 victims, three of which were killed. The remainder were still undergoing treatment. A police spokesman said explosives were apparently placed near the altar of the Al-Taqwa Mosque, a place used by the mosque leader to initiate prayers. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Taliban and Islamic State fighters regularly stage attacks in the capital. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A boat carrying passengers across a river capsized in southwestern China, killing at least 10 people. China state broadcaster CCTV showed rescuers searching early Friday for 8 people still missing. Police are questioning the captain, who was among the 11 people rescued after the capsizing in a Guizhou province remote village. Authorities say the motorized boat was homemade. President Trump is pledging $16 billion in aid to U.S. farmers hurt by the trade war with China. Produce growers, ranchers, and dairymen joined Trump at the White House for Thursday's announcement.
We'll be taking in, over a period of time, hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs and charges to China. And our farmers will be greatly helped. We want to get them back to the point where they would have had if they had a good year.
This is the second multi-billion dollar bailout the Trump administration has provided to U.S. farmers who have seen Chinese markets for their products dry up. That's because of tariffs China imposed on U.S. goods to retaliate for U.S. tariffs on Chinese products. The White House gave farmers $12 billion last year. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery Thursday ahead of Memorial Day, when the country honors deceased members of the military. Trump and the First Lady placed flags at the tombstones as part of the solemn Memorial Day tradition. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings.